from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
I'll tell you where Lou Holtz is. Lou Holtz is just kind of enjoying life, I'm sure. Enjoying retirement. Or coaching retirement on TV still.
I'm sure being stressed about something.
How are we going to do that? Oh, they put their pants on the same way you do. Bad news for Bobby's University and Peyton's. University of Texas Longhorns. They have lost running back C.J. Baxter to a season-ending knee injury. Now, in the NFL, I'd be like, not a big deal. College, the feature running back is still a very important part of college football. Because a feature running back in college football, a really, really good one, will average you about 8 yards a carry.
Yeah.
Right? You're not getting 3 and 4 yards a carry in college. Like, if you're a tremendous running back, you're going to average like 8 yards a carry.
We've had some bad luck at the University of Texas with
running backs. That's what they call it, kids. That's what they call it. The most underachieving athletic department in sports calls it bad luck.
We've had bad luck with injuries at the running back position. That's true. C.J. Baxter was the starter last year. He hurts his foot. He misses a couple games then. Jonathan Brooks took over and seized the job. Then Jonathan Brooks rips up his ACL near the end of last year and was done for the year, and Baxter got the job back. And now this happens to C.J. Baxter. So,
by the way, he was the first true freshman to start the season opener since, Peyton, at Texas.
Bijan Robinson.
No.
Cedric Benson.
Ricky Williams. The first true freshman to start the season opener. And he left the game with 38 yards on 5 carries and a rib injury.
So he's hurt his rib, his foot, and
now his ACL.
So that's wonderful. We've just had, like I said, that is bad luck.
A lot of things
have been in our control. A lot of things we've screwed up ourselves at the University of Texas. And yes, Fantext, I see you. I see you guys saying, Bobby Peyton, stop saying we. I'm going to say we.
Because
the T-shirt Texan is still a Texan. You know what I mean?
That's right. Yeah, buddy. Is this a season killer? No. It's a depth issue. At the NFL level, you know, injuries do kill teams. At the college level, they hurt. But, I mean, you've got 100 scholarship athletes. And a team like Texas probably has another 4-star running back right behind them. That'll be just fine.
Yeah, but I mean, C.J. Baxter is
good player.
He's a really good player. I mean, he was the number one running back coming out of his recruiting class.
Yeah, he was number 30 overall.
Yeah, and so he's a stud.
Yes, he is.
And last year they were able to fall back on Jonathan Brooks, who was arguably the top running back in the draft last year, ended up in Carolina.
But a school like Texas, I mean, everybody who goes there probably has NFL aspirations. If you get a scholarship at a school like Texas, you probably have, it's in your head that you've got a legitimate chance to make the NFL. Which means that the backup for C.J. Baxter is probably a 4-star player.
I mean, yeah, you typically, like Texas.
Because I think Texas has like 75% of their roster makeup as 4 or 5-star guys.
Oh, has it gone down? Is that what it is?
Is that, was it higher?
I'm kidding.
Because they're generally among the leaders. I mean, should be at least.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, they do have a, they've got a deep roster, and that's exactly what it is. I mean, it's Jaden Blue was a 4-star prospect. He's right behind. And yeah, you stack them up. You continue to move forward. Put your head down. Keep it going. But I mean, this is
keep grinding.
This is tough the last 2 years, just how many injuries CJ's had to deal with.
Yeah, it really is. It does stink for him. They'll still be good, though. They got a good offensive line and a loaded room. Oh man, the NCAA, in all their power, has handed down a 4-year show cause penalty to Jim Harbaugh for impermissible contact with recruits and players while restricted during the COVID pandemic, banning him from college athletics until August of 2028. Again, he is banned from coaching the University of Michigan until August of 2028. Terrible news for Jim Oh, he's at the LA Chargers.
Oh
man. How is he going to handle this punishment, Bobby?
Well, let's see here.
What a toothless punishment this is.
So when is he eligible to coach again?
August of 2028.
Okay. So that would be 1 year before
he gets
his
fired.
Contract with the Chargers runs out.
Right.
So
what?
I told you the NCAA joke. Is spineless. This is why they aren't going to do S.
No.
Sharon Moore. Sharon Moore is going to coast.
He's going to show cost.
This isn't even related to the sign stealing.
No, but Sharon Moore is going to be related to COVID recruiting as well.
That, but I'm saying Sharon Moore, that, like, they're going to go hard on Harbaugh here because that's the only option they have. It makes them look like they're tough when in reality they're not. It's the same thing as like when you cut some practice squad guy or some back end of the roster guy for an issue or they did something wrong. And then you try to hold that up as like, yeah, we don't tolerate things like that around here with this football team. But then, you know, if your star player does it, they're like, well, you know, I mean, there's context here.
Look, they're not going to take any wins away, and nor should they. Because I don't believe that you can just remove titles. We've seen it. The memory. What's more important? The banner at the Globe or your memory of the final out?
Okay, but why did it get taken away?
What's
like
that?
Like, if you were to take away stuff based on COVID recruiting...
Yeah, because they're not going to take it away because it's not players that were playing illegally. They were not there because they were paid.
But even if they did,
I mean, they were.
Like, but we talked about the other day with USC. Well, Reggie Bush was ineligible.
Right. That's different.
But again, it's also like, I don't care.
I don't care either. But the NCAA views that. So they would take away wins if the players were ineligible. The players weren't ineligible here.
Right. So what I'm saying, though, is I don't think that matters. But if you told me Texas had done something to... cheat the system, like had done something to cheat within games a la Astros, and you took away the banner, that sucks. And I'm feeling
it sucks, but you
I don't think I feel like they won if that happens.
To me the championship is about in the moment. Like, you don't worry about the championship anymore.
Of course you're justifying this, Astros fan.
Oh, stop it. Yeah, like, you know, in the moment it doesn't.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Change how you felt in the moment.
That's how I felt in the moment, but then it's also like, okay, well, I guess that wasn't ever really real because they cheated.
Yeah, but in the moment, again, like it's at the championship is felt at the time, not 20 years later.
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, Cowboys fans really feel the championship being 30 years ago.
Yeah. See, so. I mean, if you were to take away all the banners from the Cowboys, it wouldn't matter one bit. If you were alive and you saw them, you got the benefit of the title. And now, I mean, we're so far away from the title, we don't remember them anyway.
I mean, I do. I remember
I remember where I was. I was line dancing during the last Super Bowl.
Were you?
Yeah.
What was the song?
I have no idea. It was at the Colorado Cafe. It was a Sunday night. All right. That's what we did every Sunday night. We went country dancing every Sunday night in high school.
If Bubba can dance.
Because my parents, my dad was like, I don't watch the Super Bowl. I don't watch football.
Why?
He just didn't. So it was never on. So
baseball purist.
He was. He was a baseball purist. Mm. So Harbaugh gets this ridiculous BS punishment that won't matter one bit. Did you see the Colorado edit, Bobby Belt?
I did. Gosh, it was bad.
Try to explain this to me.
All right.
Because Colorado posted a different photo and a different video saying, no, this is the real thing. But that was debunked too.
Yeah. So this is, it's bad. This essentially is, you see Shedeur Sanders drop back and throw the ball down the field. And it's like from a far away shot, like he rips the ball down the field and the camera goes up to track it. And then as it comes down, you see the receiver catch the ball, like make a crazy catch in the end zone. The problem is the trajectory of where the kid caught the ball versus the trajectory of the ball that Shedeur had thrown. There's zero chance. This was a high arcing ball that Shedeur had thrown. And when you see the cut, it's so clear, like, that was a line drive that was just thrown to this kid that he caught. And so it was clearly a bit of fake news, bit of editing. And they took the two shots, and in the transition of following the ball in the sky, they do this rapid kind of cut that makes it look like that was the throw that he caught. And he didn't. It's a bad looking edit. And this is really bad coming on the heels of the Colorado story we got earlier this week, where we had a lot of people telling us, no, that was the fake thing, was that Colorado story.
That was proven even more real.
Yeah.
Like the other people have come out with the same story and shown that that is 100% true.
Because you were starting to doubt it a little bit yesterday. When you got like two or three messages, you're like, are we sure this is real?
I just asked, are we sure this is real?
No, but like you got enough of them that you're like, did we miss something here? And then it's like, no,
it's real.
That's what's going on.
Yeah. You base it on, you know, a lot of on the publication. Athlon's pretty legit.
Athlon's become pretty legit over time.
So Arkansas trolled them with their quarterback throwing a screen pass followed by a quick cut to a deep bomb.
Yeah.
And then Colorado claps back with, yeah, guys, this is the real video unedited. And it was a pass thrown the way it was thrown. You see a guy on the wrong sideline, the same guy on the wrong sideline of both videos. And I was like, okay, you just proved that it was a fake video.
Have you ever seen Usual Suspects?
Well, Kaiser Sose, absolutely.
Or not Usual Suspects, The Untouchables. Have you ever seen The Untouchables?
No.
Okay, The Untouchables was a Brian De Palma film. It was, you know, that's the Chicago way. It's Sean Connery and the story of Al Capone. They used to have some of the worst edits where they would take these, like a shot of, an opera singer here, and here's Al Capone in the audience listening to it. And it was so clearly two different shots that they had spliced together, and it looked really awful. That looked better than what Colorado edited yesterday. The Colorado edit was like, I mean, Ryan. They should hire Ryan. Ryan would have made sure that was a cleaner looking
man.
Edit.
You mean broadcast director of the evening news? West Texas, Ryan.
He's already got a bigger title than I do.
Man, Appalachian State. Let's head on over there. One player was caught beating another player with his own helmet. This is a Myles Garrett situation. This is Baby Miles. So this guy, he rips the helmet off and just starts obliterating his teammate with this. So there was this, this play happens, great swim move in there, and all of a sudden he rips the helmet off of the offensive lineman, runs it back, and then bam! Now, he had the Guardian cap on.
Thank God. Guardiansports.com.
Absolutely.
You can enter on the 105 through the fan contest page for a set of 10 Guardian caps for your team this season.
But here we go. We get an App State football player just absolutely unloading on an offensive lineman. He rips his helmet off and then swings on him. Big yikes.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. You remember when it happened with Myles Garrett? There was talk from a lot of people that, like, you could charge him with, you know.
That was Mason Rudolph?
Yep.
Do we ever know what happened? Did Mason say something that, I know that was the initial.
At the time, there was no report on what he said. I think that was a controversy because at first he said some stuff and that's all he said. And it was months later, I think Myles Garrett came out and claimed that Mason Rudolph called him a racial slur. And so that was something where there was a controversy there where it's like, why'd you just say he said some stuff? Why didn't you say what it was then? That would have done a lot to help clear you at the time. But that was the accusation there. Now, Mason Rudolph also has a history of being kind of a punk. So even if it wasn't that, I'm sure he did probably draw him off sides pretty heavily with some talk in his ear. But yeah, this is when that happened at the time, a lot of people were saying Myles Garrett has to be arrested, like prosecuted for this. That's a weapon. Like swinging like that is worthy of assault.
I don't really care for using the law for on the field issues.
Now there's got to be a limit to
There's a limit to that. Like if you
did Albert Haynesworth get prosecuted for the stomp?
I don't remember. Like there's a limit that, like, when hockey, if you do a high stick on somebody, that's one thing, but if you do the whole Donald Brashear,
That did
get prosecuted, right? Yeah. Was it McSorley that did that?
Was it him or Bertuzzi? Bertuzzi. I don't know.
But that's different. And this may be different as well because you are using that as a weapon. It's Sean and RJ on 105 through the fan, a little college football kegger for you. Men, what would you do if your wife started to try to charge you for relations?
Start saving my money.
Do that next to the fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.